Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Playmaker. In case you're not awake, the human alarm clock, Michael Irvin himself, will join us at 8:20 to talk about Jimmy Johnson getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Mike McCarthy. Is Jason Garrett going to get a job? 88. The middle. 88. At 8:20 this morning here on DFW Sports Station. The breaking news yesterday, and we had a ton of it. Alex Cora is out in Boston. They mutually agreed to part ways after Cora played a major role in the Astros cheating scandal. Also did it in Boston. Oh, yeah. And Major League Baseball has to give their punishment as well.
Yeah. And, you know, since they already got rid of Dombrowski, and he was the GM president there. I wonder if Chaim Bloom, their new GM, pays the price at all for this. But, Cora certainly was next on the list. And they did what I think we all expected them to do. I don't know that we expected them to do yesterday, but I think it was the expected thing and the right thing to do.
What did the what's this minor league team doing with the armpit giveaway?
The Staten Island Yankees are having a promotional giveaway. You know how you can get those little trash cans for your car on a cup holder? It goes in your cup holder. It's got a little. When they play the Astros, it's trash can night. The Astros minor league team.
Is
the bang?
You
get the bang of the trash can.
That's
clever.
Good.
It's clever.
Paul LaDuca putting Carlos Beltran.
Yeah.
In a body
so
bag?
If you remember 2006 playoffs. Beltran is up against Adam Wainwright, and Wainwright and the Cardinals went to the World Series that year. They won, and here is Beltran up. LaDuca walks, and LaDuca says, "I wish Carlos knew what the pitch was coming after I walked right in front of him, because if they were down by one, if Carlos had gotten that, they might have won. They would have won the game."
All right, so Alex Cora is out in Boston. The guy that we've all been waiting to hear from is Pete Rose. Pete Rose spoke to NJ.com, and he says the mistakes that he was busted for while managing the Reds are less severe than what the Astros did. Quote, "I bet on my own team to win. That's what I did in a nutshell. I was wrong, but I didn't taint the game. I didn't try to steal any games. I never voted against my team. I bet on my team every night because that's the confidence I had in my players, and I was wrong. But this Astros situation is a little different. It's a lot different, actually, and I think that's why the commissioner came down so hard." According to Pete, Rob Manfred fell way short of giving the Astros due punishment. Quote, "So they fire the GM, they fire the manager, and baseball is going to get Cora, who was the Astros bench coach, but what about the players who were behind this and taking the knowledge? Should they get off scot-free? Don't you have to do something to the players who are accepting the stolen signs? Nothing's been done. Is that fair?"
All right, couple things with Pete. First off, he used the word voted. That is such a pet peeve. That's like putting the lower score first. Oh, we lost 14-17. I voted for this team to win. That bothers me. Pet peeve. End of rant.
I never voted against my team.
Yeah, never voted against. What does that mean? You never voted against your team.
Okay.
Was there a ballot box? But Pete's just in denial. This is not worse than what Pete did. Pete threatened the game itself, not because he was betting against his team. Because
his out is always, "I bet on us to win." That's always his out.
Great.
And baseball, that's the divide between fans. And was it Faye Vincent at the time?
Bart Giamatti and Faye Vincent.
That's the divide. So the commissioners say it doesn't matter. Okay, that's a little minor detail. It doesn't matter who you bet on. You bet.
Yeah, betting on your team is a prelude to betting against your team. It's the gateway.
And you're possibly altering the way you act,
yes,
as the manager of your team.
Yeah.
It is
fine line.
It is swaying what you're mm-hmm. doing, whether for good or bad. It's altering your approach. And that's what fans don't care about. They're like, put Pete in, doesn't matter. We love that he supported them. He was gung-ho about them. He had confidence. He had belief. And that's the line that a lot of people can't agree to.
The Astros did this. The Red Sox did this. And whatever other eight teams there are in the league that may have done this, do this to get a competitive advantage. They do this to win. Pete was doing this to make money off winning, which is fine. You know, he was doing this to win as well. But the idea, the notion, the stigma, the very fine line that any of these games could be fixed is something that no leagues can survive.
Right.
They just couldn't survive this. And
I mean, the NBA has, but that hurt.
It hurt.
Donaghy.
I mean, and people still think the NBA is fixed.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
So, I mean, it's tough thing to come back from.
So this next part is why I love Pete as an analyst. I miss him badly on television. I really do. If we could figure out a way to get him on weekly, I don't know what that would cost, but just to hear him talk baseball, because he really does love it so much.
Just got to take a trip to that Vegas fan autograph shop that we saw him.
The mall between the Luxor and Mandalay Bay.
He spends 6 hours a day in that thing just waiting for people to walk by and recognize
him. Here's what Pete said about sign stealing. When I was playing, I would maybe try to steal a sign from a third base coach. What I mean by that, if there was a suicide squeeze bunt or a steal or a hit and run on the way, but the 14,000 times I batted, I never wanted a guy on second to tell me what was coming. My philosophy was he might say it's a low and away sinker and it's really an up and in fastball. And I get hit in the ribs because you can't always be 100% sure that the signs are correct. It helps if you can steal a sign from a third base coach, but that's really not cheating. That's a third base coach not doing his job. If you can't conceal a hit and run or a steal sign, mm-hmm. you belong in another business. But I love that Pete was like, well, I'm going to 100% trust. It's hard enough to hit the baseball, right? I'm going to 100% trust the person on second giving me the signs or the person who is breaking down the code. And if you're looking something else, you're done. It's over with anyway, and he just wanted to react.
Yeah. Now, like, the thing with the Astros is they were doing this when there was guys on base, when there was no guys on base. I mean, they figured it out, and players catchers are much less careful when no one's on base. When there's guys on second, you got to be really, really careful. When there's nobody there, you may be a little bit more lax, and that's where they're able to steal signs. I get it from Pete's standpoint. There are plenty of guys out there who didn't want to know. You know, I mean, you know, there are guys out there who were total guess hitters, guys who are not guess hitters.
Pete, with one more quote on why the players should be punished, which we agree with. Quote, mm-hmm. most players don't give a damn about what happens to an organization as long as it doesn't happen to them. If I'm a player and every time I bat, I'm getting the signs from the dugout, I'm just as guilty as the guy who's giving me the signs. What's going to happen to Beltran? Can he manage the Mets now? He was a ringleader, right? This whole thing, it's getting technical. I just can't imagine how many people are really involved. I can't imagine doing something like that. There's also a story from Jeff Passan, ESPN, that multiple owners are not happy with the penalties that came out. Here's some of the quotes. The impression was that the penalty for complaining would be more than Houston got. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers were told, be quiet, too. Like, nobody respond to this. And a source told Passan, Jim Crane won, Astros owner. Crane won. The entire thing was programmed to protect the future of the franchise. He got his championship. He keeps his team. His fine is nothing. The sport lost, but Crane won.
Yeah, $5 million is nothing to a Major League Baseball owner.
Sure.
To an NBA owner, to an NFL. It's nothing. I mean, it's money. Yeah, you don't want to give up $5 million. But it's chump change, especially when you factor in these TV deals are $70, $80, $90 million a year. The most damaging part, he never said sorry. Never once. Never once.
So two audio clips. Roy found, listen to this clip of Alex Cora, the one that we put in earlier.
I want you to hear the long form version, actually, because I pulled one that was a little bit shorter. It was about 25 seconds. And then I found another one that's about 50 seconds. This was Alex Cora post game managing the Red Sox after they had just played the Yankees, okay? The Yankees in 2018 signed Carlos Beltran as a free agent from Houston.
He was a special advisor to the GM.
Yes, and listen to the words that Cora uses, and keep in mind, we'll retweet the video at RW3 on Twitter. Keep in mind that when he mentions Carlos Beltran's name, he literally winks to the reporters, all right? Listen to all this.
The attention to detail is phenomenal. I was joking with somebody that their biggest free agent acquisition is Carlos Beltran. I know how it works, you know. He's helping a lot. You know, they're paying attention to details, and we have to clean our details. It was eye-opening the last 2 days, from top to bottom. And I'm not saying, you know, devices and all that stuff. It's just stuff that the game will dictate and will scream at people. And it's right there. And throughout the evening, you know, I was looking and I saw it, you know. And right now they're a lot better than us. So we need to get better.
I mean, now knowing the context of what he's talking about, isn't he basically admitting we knew they were stealing signs from us and they were doing a better job of it than we were, so we needed to get better at it?
That sounds very guilty.
It does. It sounds, I mean, and you know, Beltran is right now going to skate. He might not long term. I don't know what this is going to do to his Hall of Fame credentials, but it is evident that this guy is a serial sign stealer and very good at it.
What's the other core clip?
Oh, it was just a shorter clip of that. It was just him talking about the addition of Carlos Beltran. I think he's helped them a lot.
And then you have baseball diehard Chris Mad Dog Russo going on an absolute rant
against on this high heat show on MLB Network. Justin Verlander, who will say everything, loves going on these tirades.
Yeah,
where's Verlander been?
So all these great Astro players who won a championship and two pennants, that's all now in question. So they're dead. All of them are dead. I don't want to hear a word out of them. And where's Verlander? Where is he? I mean, Verlander's got a lot to say about everything. He had no idea what was going on. They won a World Series. He pitched Game 6 against the Yankees. He pitched Game 2 against the Yankees. Where is Verlander? He can't shut him up. Where is his comments now? Verlander got thousands of things to say. Verlander's kicking guys out of the media room because there's like the fact they said something bad about him in the Detroit Free Press. What? Right, Bregman, you can't get a microphone away from him. I mean, all of them, they got a cocky attitude, they're arrogant and everything else. Let me hear what the Astros have to say now.
I totally agree. I called out Verlander.
That your ears are bleeding?
Yeah.
So fast talking. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Good Lord.
And then Mike Minor deciding, as he rarely does, to hop on social media. What did Mike Minor have to say?
Yeah, so Mike Minor has taken a hiatus from social media. He has 4 total tweets to his name. And the last time he tweeted was 4 months ago. As the season ended, it was a response tweet to a Boston Red Sox beat writer by the name of Pete Abraham, who wrote on Twitter that Mike Minor's 200th strikeout should have an asterisk next to it. To which Minor replied, "Ask me if I care, Pete." Well, yesterday he posted a tweet basically taking a shot again at Pete Abraham, saying, "Is that the way we do it? The play the game the right way, Pete?"
Oh.
Calling back to Pete Abraham 4 months later.
I thought I held grudges.
Yeah.
Good grief.
By the way, you could ask me if I care, Pete t-shirt is a phenomenal t-shirt. It's great. And very few people will actually get it.
That's a t-shirt?
T-shirt, yeah. You'll see it at the New Globe this year.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.